It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. I'm Martin Coutts, and this is EduChat. I'm resurrecting this podcast, again, as a quick episode that highlights quick stories of success, apps, and tools that can be used in education. I'm going to attempt to release these every Tuesday, so if you're willing to stick with us, you'll hopefully find a story of success or idea that will pique your interest for classroom use. Ready to get going? Then buckle up. You may have seen that Apple has released two new iPads over the past couple of weeks. This means that Apple now offers five separate iPad models. We have the iPad Mini, 5th generation, the iPad 6th generation, iPad Air, and I think this is now classed as the 3rd generation. We've got the iPad Pro 11-inch and iPad Pro 12.9-inch. These iPads all sit at five different price points, starting at £329 or $319. All five of the iPads support the Logitech Crayon. The iPad Pros received this in iOS 12.2, and the iPad Mini and the iPad Air all support the first gen Apple Pencil, with the iPad Pros supporting the second gen with the flat edge and magnetic charging. So, what does this mean for users? Well, let's find out. The iPad is now the entry-level iPad, and despite its low price, it's still great. It's got a 9.7-inch screen, an A10 chip, an Apple Pencil Generation 1 support, support for the Logitech Crayon, and did I mention that it's got a great price? At the moment, this is still the go-to device for schools. Whether you are in a one-to-one pupil-owned environment or a smaller deployment, this is still the best all-round device for teaching and learning. When you add a wired keyboard, like the one made by Zag, or even a Bluetooth option, you are able to effectively use this device for anytime, anywhere learning. All apps are supported. iWork looks great on them. AR apps like AR Maker work. Swift Playgrounds runs without any stutter. There's honestly nothing this device can't do, even after it was released 12 months ago. It's still the go-to device, as I said. What about the iPad Mini? Well, the iPad Mini is more expensive than the standard iPad. It's also more expensive, starting at around £399, $399. But it does have the latest generation processor. It's got an A12 chip and a laminated screen, meaning that colours can appear a little sharper. If you want an iPad that can fit in a small bag, this might be the one for you. It's also very good for thumb typing, so it's good for sort of one-handed quick typing, but it's not so great for little hands. It's honestly not a great device for in-class use. Split screen doesn't look great. It's essentially the same as having two iPhone XS's sitting side by side. And when you factor in that and the on-screen keyboard, you lose a lot of space. From a teaching and learning point of view, it's a great device, but I'd avoid the Mini for school, to be honest. But for a home, for in the house, if you're watching videos in bed, reading books, or as a take anywhere iPad, this is the one to get. It's good for that rather than actually in class use. Okay, what about the iPad Air? The iPad Air is a massive improvement over both the standard and the Mini. It's got an A12 chip, but it's also got a 10.5-inch Retina display. It features True Tone, which means it automatically balances the screen to match the colour temperature in a room. Like the Mini and the standard iPad, it supports the first generation Apple Pencil and the Logitech Crayon. But what it also does is it supports the 10.5-inch smart keyboard, meaning that if you want the experience of an iPad Pro without paying the price of an iPad Pro, this is the device to get. It's a great device for teachers, especially if you're in a school where you're wanting iPad to become the computing device for teachers. The iPad Air is a great choice for that. It's quite expensive as a pupil device. It starts at about £479, $479. So it is quite expensive. It's about £150, $150 more than the standard iPad. But as a teacher device, it is a great choice. It's essentially the 10.5-inch iPad Pro. It doesn't have the four speakers, but it does offer a lot. The detachable keyboard means that you can take one with you. I do think the Air is a great teacher device. So that takes us on to the iPad Pro, which starts a lot more expensive. It's about double the price of the iPad Air, but it's my favorite device ever, even compared to iPhone. The new iPad Pro is just the best. I like it so much. I bought both sizes. I love the new design. I love the second generation Apple Pencil, the tiny bezels. I even love the keyboards. I love typing on those smart keyboards on both sizes. It's great. I'm someone who lives the iOS only lifestyle, and I do mean iOS only. I don't have a Mac anywhere. I don't have a Mac for use in school. I don't have a Mac for use at home. I do everything for on iOS. I do all of my audio editing for podcasts. I do all of my shortcut work. I publish all of my books. I do everything on an iPad. And for that reason, that's the iPad to get. If you are someone who wants to have the latest and greatest, or if you're someone who wants to work on an iPad only without the safety net of a Mac or other device, this is the one to get. So, what about giving advice? Well, in a second, after we come back, we will look at what advice to give if you're ever asked. See you in a sec. Okay, welcome back. If you're listening to this, then thank you for sticking with me. And I've given you some of my thoughts on what is the best iPad to get. But what if you're ever asked the question? If you're a geek like me, and chances are if you're listening to a podcast like this, you're probably going to be the one who's asked the question, which iPad is right for me, or which one should we buy as a school? And I think if you use the iPad Air as your starting point, then it's going to make things a lot easier for you. So let's look at that. So if we look at the iPad Air, it has the current processor capable of doing just about anything on the iPad, and it will be a very capable iPad for years to come. I think that in WWDC in June, we're going to be getting some new iPad-specific features with iOS 13. And I'm certain that any of the iPads out there will be up to it. But the iPad Air is that device that you start with, and it's a great device for teachers, especially if, as I said, as a school, you're moving to iPad as a way to reduce teacher workload. Having a great all-round device like the iPad Air is certainly the best option. It's a great device for teachers to use. And if you start with the iPad Air, then the features of the other ones become more apparent. So, if we're talking about the best iPad that is value for money or for pupil use, that's the standard iPad. That's the iPad 6th generation. That's the one that probably a lot of teachers and a lot of pupils are using just now. And if you need something smaller, then the iPad Mini is the one to go for. But as I said, for me, this is just not a device for education. It's the wrong one to use, especially for in-class use. Yes, it can be argued that a smaller iPad is good for smaller hands, so there is that consideration to make. However, in terms of learning how to use the iPad effectively with all of the features that are built in, the iPad Mini in classroom just doesn't really fit. I don't really see it fitting anywhere. If you want something more powerful, if you want the latest and greatest, then that's the iPad Pro. It is really just a gorgeous device. But again, not the right device for education, but for another reason this time. It's way too pricey. It is expensive. It's great for those who want the latest and greatest and aren't worried about cost. I mean, honestly, I love it. I'm sitting recording this episode just now on my 11 inch, while my script for this podcast is on my 12.9 inch. And that's not me showing off, that's just telling you how much I love this device. But I just don't know where it sits education wise. It is very expensive, but God, is it beautiful! It really is a great time to be an iPad user. Apple have really got their iPad ducks in a row. There is now an iPad for everyone, and the decision is actually a lot easier for schools. Usually, lower cost means that you are sacrificing something experience-wise. It doesn't in this case. In fact, lower cost is probably the best device for school use. It's the device my students use, and they love it. There's nothing that they're not able to do, as do my staff. My daughter has her own iPad 9.7 inch, and she published her first book with it. She's seven. Now, that's a great device for pupils to be using. The iPad ducks in a row. Let's just hope that we get some iOS only features to truly optimize iPad use. Okay, so that about does it for this episode of Edu Chat. Thank you for joining me on this return to a weekly episodic format where we're going to be looking at stories of success, ideas that you can use within your own setting, and maybe just any general interest topics as it relates to the intersection of technology and education and how it all comes together. You may have heard of another podcast that I've started with Matt Pullen, Johan Andersson, and Kurt Kleinen called Last Night Recap, where we look at the Apple EduChat topics that take place in EMEA and the Americas. One of the key parts of that show is audience participation. We have our questions with Matt, where users ask us one question that's serious, one question that's not. And I'm wanting to do that with this. So if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, I'd like you to either use the voice message feature that's via the Anchor app or get in touch with me on Twitter. If you don't already follow me, I'm at mcoots, C-O-U-T-T-S 81. Like I say, you can follow me there, ask a question. I use the hashtag CootsTips, so C-O-U-T-T-S tips, for a lot of these types of things, and I'm keen to open it up because education is not just one person, technology is not just one person. There's a lot of moving parts, there's a lot of suggestions, and I'd certainly like to keep that going. So hopefully I'll hear from you and we might have a conversation next time. And again, if you've also got anything that you'd like to share, let me know. So let me know what you'd like to share, comment, suggest, or ask. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Have a great week, guys. Bye bye.